This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As part of our occasional series called Pro Tool, we feature people with strong opinions about the tools they prefer on the job, people willing to make a case their piece of kit is the best for the job. From Denver, here is artist Jeffrey Keith, a painter.
I was told early on, I was probably 16 or 17 years old, and I was getting ready to go to college, that one of the tools a painter always needed was a spoon. I asked, well, why do I need a spoon? What's the spoon about? The man, my teacher at the time, who told me about this, said, well, you just need it. You know, just make sure you have a spoon. And so what you mostly use it for actually is the handle end is really just perfect for opening paint cans. And then the other part, the spoon part, is great for rubbing things down, like if you're making a block print or a wood print, so that it takes the ink. It's part of my toolbox, literally. You know, it's something that I have and I've had for a long time, and it's reassuring and it adds depth to my job. I work alone a lot, you know, so my tools are important to me. I develop a fondness for them. Back in the 70s and 80s, when I was a formative artist, abstract painting, it was not what the forward-looking artists of the day were making. So in order to gain some sort of feeling of kinship with serious artists who were working in the abstract, I used to listen to Thelonious Monk and Coltrane. If you listen to Thelonious Monk, what you hear is discord. You wonder, what is that note? What are those notes doing in this thing? I'm supposed to enjoy this, and he's messing with me. Some of my favorite paintings of my career are the ones where the color is really off. It's just not color you would normally think, but in spite of itself, it works, and it's beautiful.
What brand of music here? It's indeed Mr. Monk, Misterioso. What brand of spoon? Doesn't matter for this one, it's a spoon. The series is produced by Marketplace's Katie Long. See more at Pro Tool, from the sole stitcher for shoes to anti-radiation gear, and submit your own ideas at marketplace.org/protool. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.